much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for our message today is our first reading from Acts 5, and we're going to be focusing specifically on verse 42. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. Will you pray with me? Lord God, Heavenly Father, again, it is wonderful that we are gathered together, even online, to hear your word. May the words that we hear, that are spoken, may they sink deep into our hearts, may they flow out into our lives, and especially, Lord, may they also overflow from our lips the good news of the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Yes, Easter is still ongoing in this season of Easter, but the reality of the resurrection is still ongoing, and the truth of the resurrection is still ongoing, and that's what this series is all about. We're going to be continuing to look through these Acts passages and discovering timeless truths that we need to hear, especially today in the midst of this crisis. So, last week on Easter Sunday, we heard the timeless truth that God's resurrection is for everyone. Today, we're going to focus on God's mission won't be stopped. Speaking of stopped, it seems like everything has stopped in its tracks because of COVID-19, right? Oh, yeah. Just on Friday, we heard that schools are going to be closed throughout Illinois for the rest of the school year. So even though our kids are going to be learning, school has stopped in its tracks. We're not going to be going to our school buildings. And people have stopped going to work. Now, of course, we are very thankful for those who still are, those who are at the front lines, from doctors all the way to those who stock groceries at our grocery stores. So thankful for them. But for many of us, we've stopped going to our buildings. We've stopped going to our places of work. We're working at home, but we've stopped going there. And because of that, the economy has stopped. Jobless rates are just skyrocketing, and people are losing income, and retail and stores, and it's just in free fall. It's like the economy has just seized up. And yes, for many, their health has stopped in its tracks. Many healthy people just doing their thing, and then, next thing you know, they're on a ventilator, battling for their life. But one thing that has definitely stopped is in-person gatherings. Yeah, we're not watching the Cubs or the White Sox in their stadiums right now. We're not going to our favorite concert hall and seeing our favorite musicians perform live in front of a crowd. We're not even getting out to restaurants. We're having to get a takeout or a pickup, but we can't actually go in and sit down with a crowded restaurant. And I'm in an empty sanctuary. We can't even worship. We've stopped doing that in person. I mean, that's what it seems like, isn't it? It seems like the coronavirus has just simply stopped everything in its tracks. Well, stopping something in its tracks was what the Sanhedrin, the council, the religious elite were trying to do in our text. They were trying to stop the apostles who were preaching and teaching Jesus as the Christ, and it was spreading throughout Jerusalem, infecting many, many people with healing, with hope, and heaven on earth. And how? How were they going to stop them? Well, they're going to try it with imprisonment. They're going to throw the apostles in prison. That's what they did right before our text. They got the apostles, Peter and James and John, and they threw them in prison and locked the door. And then they tried to stop them with threats. We warned you and charged you not to preach and teach about Jesus. And they were just constantly threatening them even with killing them. But that threat kept going when they tried to stop the apostles by physically beating them. 40 lashes minus one. That was what they usually did back in the day, just exposing their backs and whipping them. They tried to stop the apostles. And why? Why were they so insistent on stopping the apostles from proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ? Because of these words, "For you intend to bring this man's blood upon our hands." Oh, they knew. They knew exactly what Peter and the apostles were preaching and teaching. That they had killed Jesus on a tree. And even though the Roman government had actually crucified Jesus, it was the Pharisees, it was the religious elite, it was the Sanhedrin that had turned him over to the Romans so that he could be punished and crucified. But now the apostles were claiming that Jesus was risen from the dead, that God had raised him up, and that he had poured out his Holy Spirit on those who truly submitted to the authority of God. And they were doing many great signs and wonders in his name for all kinds of people. They were afraid. They were afraid they were losing their place. They were afraid they were going to lose the influence of the people. And they were especially afraid that they were losing their plan of salvation through their own righteousness before God. Oh, the apostles needed to be stopped. But it didn't happen. Even though they threw the apostles in prison, that night an angel of the Lord came, opened up the prison doors, and told Peter and the apostles, "You go into the temple and proclaim boldly this new life in Jesus." And even though they were threatened constantly, Peter boldly declared, "We must obey God rather than you, rather than men." And even though they suffered horrible beating because of the message they were proclaiming, they rejoiced. They rejoiced that they were suffering for the name of Jesus. And they did not stop. In the temple and from house to house to house, they boldly proclaimed the message that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, risen from the dead. How could they be so bold? How could they continue to do this? How could they endure in the face of such opposition and threat? Because God's mission to save the world through Jesus Christ was not going to be stopped. Jesus came down among us in the flesh. And when he came down, there were so many obstacles thrown at him to stop him from going to the cross. Satan tried to stop him. The Pharisees tried to stop him. Even his own disciples tried to stop him. But eventually he was killed, hanging on a tree. But even death could not stop Jesus. God raised him from the dead. No matter what they threw at the apostles, no matter what they threw at their message, no matter what they threw even at God himself, his mission wasn't going to stop. He would continue his mission. He would continue to give repentance and forgiveness of sin for everybody. And God's mission continues right now even today. And yet, there are still many things out there that are trying to stop God, trying to stop His mission, and trying to stop His people in their tracks. What about this coronavirus? Is this trying to stop God's mission? Seems like it. We can't gather here. We can't gather in person to hear the word of the Lord, to encourage one another. We can't gather to receive communion. We can't gather to do any kind of ministry in this building. Boy, it sounds like this virus is stopping the mission of God cold in its tracks. But it's not just an invisible virus. No, it's the visible world out there that opposes God and His Son, Jesus Christ. It opposes us. You know, it says, no, this is not true. No, He did not rise from the dead. It's a fairy tale. Yes, the world opposes our message of forgiveness, life, and salvation through Jesus alone. But I think one of the biggest obstacles that is trying to stop the mission of God is you and me. Yes, we're afraid. We're afraid of sharing the message of Jesus Christ. Maybe we are afraid we aren't going to know what to say. What if we say something wrong? What if we don't get it right? Maybe we're afraid of rejection. Maybe we're afraid that they'll just dismiss us or ridicule us or mock us. But maybe we're just afraid that they are going to come back and say, you know what? What you're telling me, it's just not true. It's made up. I think you should doubt it too, and cause us to question the very core belief that Jesus is risen from the dead, that God is moving and active and living and caring and loving for us. When we consider all of these things that are there trying to stop the mission of God, maybe we start to think, yeah, maybe we can be stopped. Maybe the message can actually be silenced. Maybe even God Himself is going to be stopped cold in His tracks. But it's not going to happen. You see, God's mission continues, and it won't be stopped because it comes to you and to me. Let me show you what I mean here. So on Easter Sunday, the weather was actually nice. And on Easter Sunday, we decided to go out and do some sidewalk chalk art. And we were drawing on our driveway and drawing on the sidewalk. But in one particular one, I wrote the words, "He is risen," with some letters going up. And, you know, I wanted to make it kind of big and kind of bold, and, you know, so that when people walked by, they could be encouraged or challenged by those words, "He is risen." But the most amazing thing happened. Even though we had bouts of pouring rain, even though we had a snowstorm, record snow here in the Chicagoland area, you can still see those words, "He is risen." That message, wow, it's not going to stop. You see, God's mission continues, comes to you through that good news of Jesus Christ. And it is good news for you, because before, you and I were imprisoned in our sin, in death, and in the power of the devil. and God was threatening us with his wrath, threatening us with eternal punishment, eternal death, and guilt and shame and fear and anxiety and worry were beating us up day after day after day. Oh, but then God raised Jesus from the dead, whom you and I killed by putting him on that tree. Yes, even though our sin put him on the cross, God raised him from the dead to take it away. All of your sin has been left behind in the empty tomb. You are free. And God has exalted him and poured out his Holy Spirit and has guaranteed forgiveness of sin. Your sin is forgiven. It is gone. God loves you. He has died for you and he has risen for you. You see, nothing is going to stop God from loving you, from caring for you, from dying and rising from you, from forgiving you all your sin, from being with you always. Nothing's going to stop him. And God's mission then continues through you and through me. You see, you have been given a wonderful, wonderful message to share. And it is the same message that Peter and the apostles were proclaiming to the council and proclaiming throughout the rest of their lives. That though we killed Jesus on a tree, God raised him from the dead. And that there is forgiveness of sin in him. You have this message. You have this wonderful message of God's love and his grace and his mercy and his peace and his comfort. You have his presence. You have his assurance. You have his promises that he will never leave you, never forsake you. You have the assurance that even though we may die on the last day, God will raise us up from the dead just as he rose Jesus from the dead. This is the message that we have received, that we have been given, and nothing is going to stop us from sharing it. Not COVID-19, no. Yeah, we may not be here in the church building, but that means the good news has left the building and has gone out into our homes, on the internet, over the phone, on Zoom, Facebook Live. You name it. God's people are sharing it in their homes and as much as they can. Even writing it on a sidewalk with chalk. And yeah, your fear is not going to stop you. Because you know the truth. That Jesus has risen from the dead, and therefore all of his promises are kept in him. You're not going to be afraid of rejection. You're not going to be afraid of opposition. All you're going to do is continue to share the good news of what God has done for you and the impact it has made on your life. You're going to share it with others and share this. God loves you. He gives his son for your sin. You have forgiveness and life in his name. It's not going to be stopped. In fact, even if COVID-19 has stopped everything in its tracks, God's mission continues through you and through me, through our homes, through the internet, throughout our communities, even if we have to do it 6 feet apart. And yes, spreading throughout the entire world, giving people forgiveness, giving them comfort, giving them peace, giving them joy, giving them hope. Because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.